At a meeting in Brussels, Federica Mogherini has been briefing EU foreign affairs ministers on her trip to Washington last week, during which she lobbied members of US Congress to support the JCPOA Iran nuclear deal. After the meeting, the bloc's foreign policy chief was asked if the EU might support a suggestion by the French foreign ministry that new sanctions could be brought against Tehran over its defensive missile program.
Ballistic missiles are not in the scope of the JCPOA, but this is a discussion and a proposal that was never raised at our table in these recent months, and I don't foresee this to happen in the near future.
During what many analysts have described as a hateful anti-Iran speech last month, President Donald Trump announced he is refusing to certify Tehran's compliance with the JCPOA nuclear deal. His position has attracted criticism and has somewhat isolated him from the other world powers that signed the accord in 2015. Experts say Trump is under pressure from Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to try and derail the agreement.
Mr. Netanyahu's position does not represent that of the whole of Israel, and there's many parts of Israeli society and even in the authorities that believe this deal will be better for Israel in the shorter, medium and even longer term.
While on a trade mission to Tehran at the weekend, one senior EU commissioner was asked to comment on Trump's extremely hostile anti-Iran position.
I don't think I should get into a conversation about Mr. Trump, because he changes his mind on things, as you know. This week he's changed his mind about China. So maybe he will change his mind as well about Iran.
The fact that the JCPOA is underpinned by the United Nations and also the International Atomic Energy Agency has just once again confirmed Tehran's full compliance with the accord makes President Trump's stance on the matter totally unjustifiable, according to political commentators. Jerome Hughes, Press TV, Brussels.